Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Soul of America, The Battle for Our Better Angels, is a 2018 work of American history and political analysis by John Meacham. Rather than offering a conventional chronological survey, the book uses selected turning points from the colonial era through the Trump years to examine how the United States has repeatedly faced fear, division, demagoguery, and social conflict while still managing to renew itself. Meacham draws on episodes involving race, immigration, women's rights, civil rights, and anti-democratic movements to argue that the country's history is not one of steady progress, but of recurring crisis followed by recovery. The book's purpose is to place contemporary political anxiety in a longer historical frame and to suggest that democratic institutions and civic ideals have survived worse upheavals before. It is both interpretive history and a public argument about national resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Meacham frames American history as a recurring contest between fear and hope. The book's central idea is that American political life is shaped by two opposing human impulses: fear, which can narrow public life and encourage exclusion, and hope, which can sustain cooperation and reform. Meacham uses this framework to interpret major moments of national strain, rather than treating them as isolated events. This makes the book more than a list of crises. It becomes an argument about how democratic societies respond when anxiety is weaponized. The contrast helps explain why certain leaders and movements gain influence in unstable periods, and why some figures are remembered as constructive, while others are remembered as destructive. By organizing the narrative around this tension, Meacham links past and present without claiming that history repeats mechanically. Instead, he shows that political choices matter, because citizens can act from either distrust or confidence in shared institutions. The book therefore suggests that the moral direction of democracy depends less on inevitability than on which impulse gains public authority. Secondly, Lincoln provides the book's moral and rhetorical center. Abraham Lincoln is the figure through whom Meacham gives the book its most enduring language and moral reference point. Lincoln's appeal to the better angels of our nature serves not only as a memorable phrase, but also as a standard for judging later American leaders. Meacham returns to Lincoln to show that effective leadership in a divided nation requires more than tactical skill. It requires a willingness to appeal to conscience, restraint, and a shared national future. That idea helps Meacham compare presidents and reformers across different eras, even when their circumstances differ greatly. Lincoln's example also clarifies the book's view of patriotism. It is not blind celebration, but an effort to preserve the republic by appealing to the nobler instincts of citizens. This emphasis gives the book a distinct interpretive axis. Rather than focusing on institutional design alone, Meacham treats political language, public character, and moral imagination as essential to democratic survival. The result is a history in which rhetoric is not decorative, but consequential. Thirdly, the book highlights how reform emerged from conflict over race, rights, and citizenship. A major portion of the book examines the struggles over slavery, Reconstruction, segregation, women's suffrage, immigration, and civil rights. Meacham presents these conflicts as central to the American story rather than as side issues, because they reveal who was included in the nation and who was denied full participation. By moving through these episodes, he shows that progress usually came from organized pressure, courageous activism, and political leadership, not from broad consensus at the start. Figures such as Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., John Lewis, Alice Paul, and Carrie Chapman Catt represent the citizen side of democratic change, while presidents like Lincoln, Grant, Franklin Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, and Johnson represent the institutional side. The book's deeper point is that legal and moral transformation often required both pressure from below and action from above. Meacham also stresses that reform can be followed by backlash, which prevents the history from becoming triumphalist. This gives the book a more realistic account of American improvement. Advancement is real, but it is uneven, contested, and frequently reversible. Fourthly, anti-democratic movements are treated as recurring threats, not historical accidents. Meacham gives serious attention to the Ku Klux Klan. Demagogues such as Huey Long and Father Coughlin, the America First Movement, and the anti-communist hysteria associated with Senator Joseph McCarthy. These examples are important because they show that fear-based politics has repeatedly appeared in different forms, even when the specific enemies or slogans changed. The book does not present these movements as aberrations that can be safely dismissed. Instead, it treats them as reminders that democracy can be weakened from within by propaganda, scapegoating, and political opportunism. This part of the book broadens its historical scope beyond celebrated reformers and into the darker forces that shape public life. It also reinforces Meacham's main warning: the health of a republic depends on whether citizens resist moral panic and tolerate complexity. By placing these episodes alongside more hopeful chapters, he argues that the survival of democracy has always required vigilance, The implication is that the United States is not uniquely doomed by its divisions, but neither is it immune from recurring authoritarian pressures. Lastly, the book is both a historical synthesis and a response to contemporary polarization. Although the book draws on earlier American history, it is clearly written for readers trying to understand the political climate of the Trump era and the anxieties surrounding it. Meacham does not offer a policy handbook or a detailed program for partisan action. Instead, he provides historical perspective as a form of civic interpretation, arguing that present distress should be judged in relation to earlier national emergencies. This is one reason the book appealed to a broad audience. It reassures readers that conflict is not new, even while refusing to minimize present problems. Its approach is intellectually distinctive because it combines accessible narrative history, presidential biography, and moral reflection. The book's practical value lies in helping readers recognize recurring patterns of exclusion, fear-mongering, and institutional stress. Its limitation is also part of its design. It explains how Americans have endured crises, but it does not prescribe a step-by-step political solution. That makes it especially useful as a framework for understanding democracy under strain rather than as a manual for activism. In conclusion, The Soul of America will be most valuable to readers who want a broad, thoughtful account of how the United States has confronted moments of crisis without collapsing. It is especially well-suited to readers of history, political nonfiction, biography, and civic commentary who want more than a simple timeline of events. The practical benefit of the book is perspective. It helps readers see contemporary polarization, immigration fears, racial conflict, and democratic anxiety as part of a long historical pattern rather than as entirely unprecedented developments. The intellectual benefit is interpretive clarity, because Meacham connects presidents, activists, and public movements through a consistent moral argument about fear and hope. What distinguishes the book from many other histories of the United States is that it is neither strictly academic nor purely polemical. It is a concise national diagnosis built around historical examples that are familiar enough to be accessible, but carefully chosen to support a larger civic claim. Readers looking for a balanced, readable meditation on democratic resilience will find it more illuminating than a partisan commentary and more focused than a general survey of American history. If you would like to support John Meacham, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.